first rule of singing, get the rafters ringing, toss everything in, dig down deep inside. When you've got a song worth hearing, there's one thing to do, just keep your fear from interfering.
My name is Lizzie Roars, and today I'm talking to some of the cast and crew from the Springfield Muni's production of Sister Act.
Hi, I'm Morgan Kaplan, and I am one of the co-directors of Sister Act.
I am Andrew Manerich, and I am the other co-director of Sister Act.
And I am Jasmine French, and I am playing Dolores Van Cartier in Sister Act.
Can you tell us a little bit about the show? What is Sister Act?
Sure. Sister Act is actually a popular story made by a Whoopi Goldberg movie. They've had two variations of it throughout, I guess you could say, the last couple decades, but made very popular. It's a long story short about a woman that witnesses a crime and ends up having to be put in police protection and has to go hang out at a convent for quite some time. And, of course, as you can imagine, she's a nightclub singer, so it seems like an off-the-wall place for her to be, and she's uncomfortable. But by the end of it, you know, finds friendship and all of your glory that comes from meeting a bunch of new people.
And this is the Muni's first time doing this show, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Andrew Morgan, can you tell me a little bit what you're doing to make this stand out as a Muni show? What makes it different from other shows the Muni has done?
Sure. I think that the style of music is something that I would consider to be a little more different. The style is definitely a disco theme throughout the entire show. And so I think that's probably something that the Muni doesn't see all that often.
Right.
So, and that was really something that kind of drew us to wanting to direct the show. The music is just so fun and upbeat. Yeah, there isn't a slow moment of the show, I would say.
And for those that may be familiar with the story or have seen the Whoopi Goldberg movie, there's actually none of the original music in this show. And so a lot of people, we get some raised eyebrows on that are kind of saying, you know, oh, I really liked those songs, mm-hmm. or I really wish they were in that as part of that show. But at the same time, we've witnessed kind of our cast coming together and being able to show that this new music that they've written specifically for this show actually does give a good disco vibe and a good party atmosphere, to the point where some of these songs are actually some of my favorite songs for the story, and some of the movie songs are starting to fall off for me.
Absolutely, and I think that something I was thinking about on the way over here was that you can tell that I like to still listen to the soundtrack, like when I'm driving in my car, even though I'm hearing it for like 5 or 6 hours every single night, and I'm still rocking out in my car. So I think that says a lot about the music and how it really sticks with you.
I know that this is obviously it's taking place in a convent, so we have to stay a little more conservative. But would you say it's a fairly dance-heavy show? What's the choreography like?
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's ask Dolores.
It is definitely dance heavy. There are about 4 or 5 big numbers, and doing all of that choreography, man, I swear, at the end of rehearsal, I always have like 10,000 steps. It's crazy.
Is this your first time doing a Muni show?
This is my first time doing a Muni show. This is my first Springfield show. Yep, I'm excited.
Is it your first time doing Sister Act?
No, it is not my first time doing Sister Act. I actually played Dolores last summer down in Highland, Illinois for Hard Road Theater Productions. So, yeah, repeat offender.
And would you say that playing the role in this show is different?
Oh, yeah. Totally different choreo, the way I interact with the same characters, you know, since different people are playing them. It's totally different feel. It's just, it's a different family. I love it, you know. My muscle memory does kind of want to hop back to old dance moves sometimes, which is weird. You'd think it was a year ago, it would have fell off by now, but no, totally different show.
So how did you get involved with the Muni?
One of my friends who I did a show in St. Louis with, John B., he's actually from Springfield, he texted me because he knew I was moving here, and he said, you know, they're doing Sister Act at the Muni. And I was like, for real? He's like, you should audition. So I like went on the website and, you know, tried to see when the audition dates were. And I'm like, okay, I kind of had to talk myself into it because I was convinced, like, they probably already know who they want for these parts. You know how musical theater can go sometimes. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to audition. So I went and auditioned and I got a call back and here I am.
The rest is history. For me, it was a friend of mine from grade school. She did shows, you know, while we were kids, and she always talked about, oh, this Muni show and the Muni family and da-da-da-da. And I was like, you're super weird. Like, these people aren't your family. And then I went to go see her in shows, and I was like, that's actually kind of cool. Maybe I should do that. And so I kind of adjusted my... my attitude, so to speak. And yeah, it took me until I was in college to actually audition for a show because I just was like, my friend is bizarre, man. I don't know if I want to be all in that. So yeah, so I auditioned when I was in college and I was like, this is actually really, really cool. And the Muni family is a real thing. So I've just sort of stuck around ever since.
And my story, actually, my Aunt Phyllis was doing costumes for a number of shows. So I was in dance for a number of years, and she finally looked at me and said, you know, you should actually try being on stage for more than just your dance recital. And sure enough, she got me out at the Muni in 2003, so I've actually been doing this for quite some time. started, of course, on stage, then slowly people asked, you know, maybe you should start choreographing. So this is Morgan and I's first time directing out at Muni. But we've been on staff for a slew of different other shows, as well as directed Chorus Line this past year in for the Springfield Theater Center. So we really kind of got, exactly as Morgan said, bit by the family bug, I guess you could say. And it's one of those things that once you get started, you really can't quit.
And I know that you said the soundtrack is completely different from the movie. So what other differences can we expect to see in the musical versus the movie that made it so popular?
I would say 100% the characters. In addition to just like new things on the story and little jokes and things that go with any show, Sister Act is kind of unique because, yes, of course, you know, Dolores is the lead and there's a few other of the main leads. But at the same time, it really accents, you know, every nun individually, even some of our ensemble nuns that may not speak. You can definitely see all sorts of different characters, different ages. I don't know what the age span is, but I know we've got at least 40 years difference in a lot of our nuns. Mm-hmm. And so it gives us a really good option to be able to expose audiences to multiple characters rather than just watching the storyline of one individual person. You kind of get to know every single person inside of this show.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you're playing Dolores? Who is she?
Man, Dolores, okay. she's very full of herself, yet... insecure at the same time is what I'm gathering. But she basically is a 70s version of Beyonce in her mind. Like, she thinks she's the best thing walking and you can't tell her anything. But she also knows in the back of her mind she shouldn't be doing some of the things that she's doing, i.e. dating a married man. So that's Dolores.
How does Dolores sort of contribute to the growth of other characters in the show?
She brings out a different side to the nuns because, you know, they're in a convent and they're taught to be a certain way. And she comes in and just mixes that whole thing up and is like, yeah, we're going to dance crazy. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. So I think the main character she probably guides is Mary Robert, who's by the end. Mary Robert is completely out of her shell and, you know, ready to be free. Mm-hmm.
What part of this production are you most excited about?
I would say that probably for me is most excited for audiences to see a new story. Again, it's the story that you've seen, you've heard a lot of times, especially because of Whoopi Goldberg and everybody that's been so popular in it. But at the same time, it's not. And going back to that new love that I've got for the show, I've always been a huge fan of that movie. Sister Act 1 has actually been in my top three probably in my lifetime. I know I'm basic, it's fine. anyway, I've always loved it. And so this gives me a new appreciation for different ideas for that, which I think is important in general for theater and in life, for that matter, is to kind of taking a new perspective on some old things.
I would agree with that. I think that, you know, as we've said, this show is something new and different to the Muni. And so I think that I'm excited for audiences to see and experience that. But I think the other thing I'm excited for is we have, as Andrew mentioned, such a an array of ages and experiences among our actors. We have folks in our show that this is their first show ever. This is their first show in Springfield, their first show at the Muni. This might be the first show they've done in 20 years. And so for all of them kind of bringing those experiences, I'm just excited for them to have this all together, because each of them have kind of shared with us individually or in some side conversations about how special this experience is for them for one of those reasons that I just mentioned. And I think that's really cool and exciting for them. So I'm just excited for them to take the stage and put this all together for the first time at the Muni.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to be hitting the Muni stage for the first time. And what I'm probably most excited about, it's actually what excites me about every show that I do, is because you rehearse for weeks, you know, you prepare and you have this set together, but once you, every night is different once show dates come, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So I really get excited for those unexpected moments, you know, between me and my castmates. So I'm looking forward to it.
Storylines and everything apart, it is just a fun show to watch. There are, especially if you're Catholic, hint, hint, there are a lot of good jokes in there that kind of are good for any age, and you can kind of catch on from there. But overall, it's just a lot of fun. We've been now planning it and watching it and doing things for about a year now, and we're still not over it. So.
Yeah. I'm clearly not over it. That's why I can't get to it.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.